This is my first podcast, and I'm Sean Hasberry. Today, I'm going to review Revo Uninstaller. What Revo Uninstaller does is, let's just say you have a program like...
AOL messaging global list item focus selected 5078.
Yes, I'm using NVDA, with a little tweak. And I want to get rid of it. AOL is very famous for leaving things in a registry and several other programs that you have just floating around. While just using the installer itself, you can't remove it. It's best to go into the registry, clean up all the files, all that extra stuff. But with this program, it does all the digging and dirty work for you. Yes, it's freeware. And hopefully it will stay that way, because it works. Let me show you how well it works. Like, for example, which is not by any way remotely usable for me, since I'm totally blind.
Context menu, uninstall.
There are other options in here, but they're not really worth going into unless you want to screw up the program by removing the registry entries and etc., etc. So, I'll make this quick and painless, as this program does uninstall this particular item.
Uninstaller dialog, are you sure that you want to uninstall the selected program? AOL messaging toolbar, yes button, no why. Uninstall AOL messaging toolbar dialog, select an uninstall mode, next button.
These are the two uninstall modes.
Cancel, moderate includes the safe mode and performs an extended scan to find all of the application's leftover information in the most common places of the registry and on the hard drive radio button checked.
And?
Advanced includes the moderate mode and performs a deep and thorough scan to find all of the application's leftover information in the registry and on the hard drive. This is the slowest mode, radio button checked.
It may be the slowest, but it's the best and thorough mode to go for.
Next cancel, button, next pressed, unavailable.
Now, is bringing up the uninstaller for this program.
AOL messaging toolbar uninstall dialog, uninstall the AOL messaging toolbar, remove the AOL messaging toolbar from your computer, uninstall it from C program files x86 aim toolbar, AOL messaging toolbar will be uninstalled from following folder, click uninstall to start the uninstallation, e. Uninstall button mode new, unavailable, close, show details button mode D, close button mode C, close button focus mode C.
As fast as that program got done, it still has things in the registry. You and I both know that. Well, if you're an avid computer user, we both know that. So, clicking close.
Windows Internet Explorer, HTTP, /, toolbar.
And, of course, that's where the spyware would come in.
/,
it's trying to launch a site.
Uninstall AOL messaging toolbar dialog, analyzing the application's data before uninstalling it, starting the application's built-in uninstaller, creating system restore point done, performing the initial analysis and uninstall, next button.
What it's doing, or done now, is looking at the extra stuff that it's left behind. So let's see.
Rest unavailable. Uninstall AOL. Next button unavailable.
It's still scanning. See, that's what I love about this program. It's free, and it does all the dirty work.
Auto-record. Uninstall AOL messaging toolbar dialog built-in. Uninstall completed. Cancel button. Back button. Next button. Rest property page mode. Please carefully verify the bolded items. Only check bolded items and their sub-items will be deleted.
Now, each item here...
My computer check HKEY CLSID checkbox expanded selected not check 13,300 my computer...
They're all checkboxes, so if you want to keep things in a registry or not, you can check them off. But no, I don't.
Select all button. Rest. Deselect all button. Delete button. Warning dialog, are you sure that you want to delete the selected registry items? Uninstall AOL messaging toolbar dialog mode. Please carefully verify the bolded items. Oh, next button.
Now, these have been removed, yes, that fast. I highlighted all of them and removed all of them. So, in that little area where there was little checkboxes, they're all gone now. So,
next button. Press finish.
As far as uninstalling things.
Revo uninstaller dialog.
And it's gone. Totally from my system. So... If you enjoyed this podcast, my email is shamation, shamation, @gmail.com. And yes, there will be others to come after. My name's Sean Hasberry. My Twitter is @shamation. Again, shamation.